Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid. And now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, and thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Om Times Radio. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many important challenges that we all face, which during today's show will have us looking at how higher ego flexibility, often feeling that one has to rely on others to get to the truth, and how it can cause difficulty in a person's ability to grow the quality of their mind while making a deeper connection to human and divine truth. This is a difficulty in which people are often too flexible and naive while listening to the wrong people at the wrong times about the wrong things, often leaning on others rather than themselves to bring more truth into their mind, to change things they're thinking to bring them into greater alignment with truth, and letting others decide what thoughts, beliefs, attitudes, and values they need to get rid of. In short, they often allow other people to do a lot of thinking for them, which become their thoughts, beliefs, and values. They're often seeking to find the truth outside of themselves rather than from within, and where it must also be sought and found. People with higher ego flexibility energy often have difficulty telling the difference between faulty beliefs and truth, facts from fiction, and fantasy from reality, because they have little or no practice thinking for themselves. Thinking what others have taught or told them to think without really weighing and questioning it is not thinking for yourself. But before we go more deeply into that focus, I do want to mention that It's Your Ego, Stupid is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may at times be led by our ego into something I call ego stupidity. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy, affecting relationships with our family, friends, and coworkers, which could stand some improvement, maybe a lot of improvement. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy impacting our efforts to achieve, to use our potential, and experiencing a sense of meaning connected to our life's work. Ego stupidity affecting our ability to deal effectively with all of the changes, adversity, stressors, and conflicts that take place in our life can often lead to their managing us rather than our managing them. Ego stupidity making it difficult to grow our mind with truth while keeping us stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices, with many acquired nowadays from unfiltered social media, fake news on the internet, and opinion news on TV, masquerading as truth, and often suggesting that truth doesn't matter anymore, which is actually the foundation for chaos in one's personal life and society. Ego stupidity making it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness, while often leading us into unnecessary anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity impacting our spiritual wellness and ability to be the love, life, and energy God is in our daily thoughts, words, and deeds. As you can see, there are lots of important places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives, the source of which is the nature of our ego energy. If things aren't going as well as you'd like in any of these areas, you've come to the right place. Because a lot of what's going wrong has nothing to do with our intelligence, the absence of spirituality, or mental instability. It has a lot more to do with our ego energy, serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. Your lives, relationships, and experiences have taught me all of that over the past 40 years, and what I'm sharing with you in my website, books, and shows about ego energy and ego stupidity, and how we can heal it with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, thank you for tuning in to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. During our program today, we're going to continue focusing on being able to grow our minds with truth. Now, you probably never thought about this, but you've taught me that our ability to be connected to truth, to reality, has a profound effect on the quality of life we're able to live, both individually and collectively as a society. The better connected our beliefs and values and attitudes are to reality, the greater the version of ourselves, and the greater the version of life we can live, because they're connected to truth. Truth is an invaluable commodity that unfortunately many have difficulty seeking and fail to seek. Seeking and forming it from within makes it your truth, and not simply something borrowed from others. We're designed by evolution and the wisdom of the ages to do best when we stand on truth as our foundation when living. And that is true even when it's initially painful to come to terms with. Many people may think that because they have this wondrous tool called a brain, that all they need to do is let it do its thing and bring us to truth within our thoughts and beliefs. But that's not how it works. The brain doesn't make distinctions for you involving belief and truth, fact from fiction, and fantasy from reality. As incredible a tool as it is, it can't do that. You must do that. You must take responsibility for growing your mind with human and divine truth. But unfortunately, it's not as simple as that, because our ego energy can get in the way of our taking that responsibility and effectively growing our mind. Our ego power, flexibility, and vulnerability can each get in the way, in their own way, of this happening. This show and the others focused on growing the quality of your mind are about showing you how it can do that and what you can do about it. How unhealthy, imbalanced ego energy can lead to creating and using faulty ideas, beliefs, values, and attitudes, which can lower the quality of our mind as we gain distance from human and divine truth. Distance from reality, which is lowering the quality of our mind. But before we go ahead, I want to answer some very important questions that you have or you should have. These questions are, isn't truth relative? Isn't truth in the mind of the thinker of the truth? And isn't truth shaped by a lifetime of relationships, events, and experiences? Well, the answer to each of them is yes. And in the case of the first one, the degree of relativity is impacted by the amount of power, flexibility, and vulnerability in a person's ego energy. Our human truth becomes much more relative. It becomes more individualized when the thinker of the truth is consumed with ego energy that's imbalanced in its power, flexibility, or vulnerability. It tends to be filled more with unhealthy and faulty, distorted, and even disturbed beliefs, attitudes, and prejudices that are truth disconnected, reality disconnected, very relative. People with higher ego flexibility often get them from the wrong people, at the wrong times and in the wrong places due to their gullibility and naivete. But on the other hand, human truth becomes much less relative and far more consensual across people when our ego energy is balanced and healthy in its power, flexibility, and vulnerability. And this is the case even though we may come from different backgrounds and experiences. Our thoughts and our thinking are much more reality connected, truth connected, and healthy. Our healthy ego flexibility makes it easier for us to tell the difference between the right and wrong people to listen to, the right and wrong things we should be learning, changing, or removing from our mind, and the right times to be listening to ourselves and others. Also, egoically healthy people tend to think in more similar, consensual, reality-connected ways about various matters, whether they're dealing with relationships, conflict, change, adversity, and all of the other important life areas that I talk about in my work. Well, now turning to the focus of today's show, we're going to take a look at the impact of higher ego flexibility on a person's ability to grow their mind with truth. People with higher flexibility are very flexible and open-minded in their way of thinking about things. They're often relying too much on others to grow their mind and too little on themselves. And they can become locked in onto another person's version of truth, represented in their thoughts, beliefs, values, attitudes, and even prejudices. And these can be their spouse or partner, their siblings, their children, or people they've come to respect, for example, teachers. Now, this is less of a problem if the people impacting them are egoically healthy people. Notice I said less, because we must all develop the capacity to think confidently for ourselves and not just luck out by having the good fortune of being surrounded by healthy people. We must have the ability to form truth from within. And this is much more of a problem if people impacting them are unhealthy, egoically speaking, which will place them at much greater risk of listening to them about the wrong things at the wrong times. And some of these can be unhealthy, distorted, disturbed ideas, values, and beliefs. Think about a child listening unquestioningly at home to a dysfunctional mom or dad, and this may come into a tighter focus. This higher flexibility affects their ability to learn, change what they know, and get rid of faulty thinking, all of which lowers the quality of their mind as it keeps them at a distance from truth. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Well, millions of people experience these difficulties because there are billions of people on the planet, and every one of them has an ego just like you and me. Some of these people are living in the roles such as the cultist, the loyalist, the adult child, and the puppet, amongst others that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within. I want you to take a look to see if you or a loved one is experiencing any of the symptoms, ego stupidity, and ego impact on spiritual wellness I'll be talking about today and in my books. I want you to diagnose you, because you're the only one living you, 24/7. Now, we're going to take a look at some of the symptoms, which indicate if a higher ego flexibility voice is talking to and through you in your life. I'll be mentioning a few here, but there are many more in my book, It's Your Ego Stupid. And here's the first symptom. You have a difficult time believing in your ability to think for yourself. People with higher ego flexibility have lots of trouble believing in their own ability to think, which often leaves them in a situation of looking to others to think for them. Here are some questions for you to consider to see if this particular symptom is something that you're experiencing. Do you constantly question your ability to think for yourself? Again, people with higher ego flexibility carry around a fair amount of self-doubt and have a difficult time trusting in themselves. Do you frequently look to others to guide you and tell you what you should or should not be thinking? Again, people with higher ego flexibility look for others to provide guidance as to what they should be thinking or not thinking. Do you allow ready access of others into your head, into your mind? In my book, I think it's Ego Therapy, I talk about how people with higher ego flexibility can allow, and figuratively speaking, people into their home to rearrange the furniture, their mental home, so to speak. That can be your beliefs and attitudes. And you just want other people to handle that for you rather than doing it for yourself, making the decisions from within. And also, do you readily distrust your thinking because it's your thinking? Just because it's your thinking, that's why you carry around a lot of doubt about it. So give some thought to some of these questions. Do they sound familiar as you think about the symptom that I mentioned? We're going to go on to the next symptom. You have difficulty understanding that intelligent people don't always know the truth or have intelligent thoughts. People with higher ego flexibility often tend to overestimate how intelligent other people are. So do you readily assume that because people are smart, or maybe they're better educated, that they know what they're talking about? Do you have trouble realizing that smart people aren't smart about everything, meaning that they may be fairly well-versed and have maybe understandings and insights about things in some areas, but maybe that's not the case for everything? Do you have difficulty realizing that smart people can be stupid? And what I mean by that is that sometimes we are quite smart, but our ego energy can subtract from that intelligence and lead us in the wrong direction in terms of what we're thinking, making it removed from truth, from reality. And also, does it come as a surprise for you to hear that someone you really respect was wrong, somebody you look up to, and find out that they weren't right about something, they were actually wrong, that's difficult for you to accept? Do any of these questions sound familiar to you when we talk about this symptom we're looking at here? We're going to be coming up on our first break. When we return, we'll continue to look at symptoms of ego stupidity impacting our ability to grow our mind with truth. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. We're going to continue looking at symptoms of ego stupidity that are linked to difficulty growing in our mind with truth as a result of higher ego flexibility. Here is the third symptom. You lack a healthy skepticism for what others don't know. People with higher ego flexibility lack an ability to question, to be skeptical of what other people are saying and thinking and wanting them to believe. There's, again, a gullible quality, a naive quality that makes it difficult for them to think about and challenge what they're hearing others say. So here are some questions linked to that symptom. Do you have a difficult time questioning people that you respect or you look up to? It's as if that the respect that you carry for them leads you away from being able to scrutinize, to think about how accurate, how right, how true something is. And sometimes people with higher flexibility gets very, I call it practiced in that way of approaching people, instead of having this healthy skepticism that we all should have. Did you learn that it was wrong to question your elders as a child? Some of us may result or experience this higher flexibility because we learned somewhere in our past that questioning other people, people that we were supposedly looking up to, was the wrong thing to do. I know in my generation, the teaching of children often involved the notion that children are to be seen and not heard. And the implicit message is that you're supposed to respect your elders and not challenge or, quote, contradict them, which in some respects is actually a very terrible message because there are things that older people actually don't know. Also, do you think you don't have the right to question people? Again, people with higher flexibility have a difficult time questioning what other people are saying, particularly people that they may look up to or respect, which in actuality is a healthy thing for them to be able to do. Also, do you feel guilty when questioning others? That it's sort of the wrong thing to do, to be able to question others at certain times, particularly people that we think of as being authorities. For me, the best movie that I ever saw was The Wizard of Oz. And there's that part of the movie when they're in Emerald City and they're meeting the great and powerful Oz, and it turns out that he wasn't this great and powerful person that he had snowed everybody into thinking he was. And at the point where Dorothy is confronting him and what he's been doing in some ways to harm people, it makes me think about this moment that people can have where they realize that they have a right to question people, that people can be deceiving them, and they have a right to challenge them. So healthy skepticism is something that's very difficult for people with higher ego flexibility to exercise. So thinking about the questions that I've just mentioned, does any of that sound familiar to you? I'm going to go on to one more symptom before we go on to talking about reflections of ego stupidity. And this one involves, do you allow the conviction that people have for their ideas and their beliefs to overwhelm you? Do you allow the conviction, the strength in the person's belief, the intensity of their belief in what they're saying and with how they're saying it to you, does it overwhelm you? People with higher ego flexibility often have difficulty in questioning things when people are coming across with lots of conviction. So does the intensity of emotion that people feel for their beliefs convince you of their truthfulness? It's as if the conviction can substitute for the accuracy, the validity, the truthfulness of what a person is saying, when in actuality, it may not. Does their conviction stop you from thinking that maybe you have the right to question them? It's as if that gets short-circuited. Your willingness, your ability, your right to healthy skepticism gets overruled by the conviction that's coming at you. And also, does their conviction cause you to miss the secondary agendas at work? People can often have things going on beneath the scenes that they may be unaware of. We call them secondary agendas. There's another reason beneath what they're sharing with you. Maybe they need to feel empowered, and as a result, they say stuff. And maybe they're not even really thinking what they're about. They're saying because the empowerment is what they're really for. And also, does their conviction cause you to miss the lies, the false facts, the bad information that they're feeding you? Again, it's the being snowed by these people, being overwhelmed by these people that makes it difficult for you to look more deeply, to consider more deeply what may actually be being said that's really not true. And I guess I'll add, are you at risk to fall prey to charismatic leaders? People that have charisma are particularly able to have impact or influence over other people. That's why people who may succumb to involvement in cults are often doing so, because they may fall into these roles that I talk about, the puppet, the loyalist, the adult child, that are carrying with them higher ego flexibility that makes them good targets to become involved in these kind of situations. So think about these questions. Do any of them sound familiar to you? We're going to move ahead now. We'll talk about reflections of ego stupidity and when it's happening in a higher ego power person's ability to grow their mind with truth, the quality of their mind, and some of the various ways that they can impact their ability to work with their mind we'll be looking at. Now, some of these thoughts, these ideas may seem odd or strange or weird, but that's probably because you're not living in that energy. But for those with higher flexibility, it's leading them to engage in ego-rooted, non-reality-based thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. And that's affecting their ability to think for themselves. It could often lead them to conclude that the abnormal things they're thinking are normal, but they're not. And just like the symptoms, they can become their abnormal normal that they don't realize they're caught up in, but others often can because they're not looking at them through the same ego energy prism or filter that the higher flexibility person is looking through to see what's taking place. And they're intelligent, they're spiritual, imperfect, and mentally stable people, but they've gotten caught up in the web of an abnormal world of their own making due to their unhealthy, imbalanced, higher ego flexibility energy. And unfortunately, they can remain stuck there until they heal the energy that's leading them to the symptoms of ego stupidity. And they can do this with the use of ego medicine, which consists of knowing what ego is and isn't, understanding the energy that ego is, then the combination of power, flexibility, and vulnerability that's impacting that energy, as well as coming to understand that ego doesn't have an awareness of itself or of you or of God, and that ego is not out to intentionally affect your life in a destructive way. Also, ego medicine involving the ability to tune into your ego energy, getting a handle on the amount of power, flexibility, and vulnerability in your energy. And this is something that you will not be able to do alone. It's something that comes about as a result of working with the information that I'm supplying to you in my books, my website, and on this program. And also, ego medicine consists of replacing ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts and beliefs things that we create, not ego, we do, and which are replacing them with things that are connected, the truth and reality, thoughts, that is. So we're going to get started on that third contributor to ego medicine, looking at ego stupidity and reflections of it. And the first one involves intelligent people always knowing what they're talking about. People with higher ego flexibility think that intelligent people always know what they're talking about. So they don't think about it. As I mentioned earlier, this healthy skepticism. So this type of thought, intelligent people always know what they're talking about, leads to other additional reflections of ego stupidity. That smart people can't be wrong, but they can be. We can all be wrong. Also, the thought that comes into the mind of a higher ego flexibility person is, I'm not one of the smart people. And many times people that are higher ego flexibility, they start to dumb themselves down, unfortunately. And also, they begin to think that I need to listen a lot to the smart people. So they kind of turn off their mind and their own ability to think, and they look for other people to think for themselves. And they also begin to tell themselves, whether they know it or not, I shouldn't be thinking for myself. So this is something with people with higher ego flexibility often tend to start thinking, in addition to this notion that intelligent people always know what they're talking about. When your higher flexibility is healing, you begin to realize that you must own the responsibility for growing your mind from within, and that you can do that, and that you need to be one of the smart people that you listen to. But until then, when you're thinking that intelligent people always know what they're talking about, and all of the rest that I just mentioned, well, that's your ego making you stupid. We'll go on to the next reflection of ego stupidity, and this is the idea or thought that people with good intentions wouldn't mislead me. People with good intentions wouldn't mislead me. People with higher ego flexibility often assume that what people are saying to them is rooted in good intentions, that they wouldn't be misleading them, which is a non-reality-based thought. This is ego stupidity, which also feeds into this additional ego stupidity that starts to happen. For example, I can always trust people with good intentions. Unfortunately, these people may not know their limitations. So good intentions doesn't offset the validity of someone else's truth. Other thoughts that can creep in. People with good intentions always have my best interests at heart. Again, a non-reality-based thought that they may have their own best interests at heart rather than your best interests at heart. And also, another thought, non-reality-based, good intentions can make up for faulty thoughts and beliefs. Good intentions can make up for faulty thoughts and beliefs. You know, I remember as a person, a child growing up in, as a Catholic and going to school, and I learned a lot of wonderful things, but there were a few things that I learned that weren't so wonderful and weren't so true. And one of them had to do with sexuality and sinfulness. And the messaging that was said that I remember is that sex is sinful, keeping it very simple. Well, that's not true. The mismanagement of sexuality can be sinful or inappropriate in many ways, but sexuality in and of itself is not sinful. Unfortunately, for myself as a young person, I didn't know that. I assumed that the messages that were being put out by my teachers, particularly nuns, was accurate. And unfortunately, that message contributed on my part to what I would call sexual repression, and also a collision course with normal developmental sexuality that a young person, and they're going through their teens, begins to experience. So the gist of what I'm sharing here is that good intentions from well-meaning people doesn't offset the harm that can be done by being at a distance from truth. And when we look at all of these thoughts and this I call ego stupidity, when your ego flexibility is healing, you begin to realize that people with good intentions can be just as ill-informed and confused as we may be. But until then, when you're thinking that people with good intentions wouldn't mislead me and all of the rest of what I'm sharing with you, well, that's your ego making you stupid. I'm going to share one more reflection, which is that I must look for the truth mainly through others. People with higher ego flexibility think that their truth must be found mainly through others. And in response to that, I would say truth doesn't become truth until we really think about it, not when somebody else has thought about it and just simply passed it off to us. And this notion that I must look for the truth mainly through others feeds into other forms or reflections of ego stupidity. For example, that I'm incapable of finding and learning the truth from the use of my own mind. That's a terribly faulty idea to be walking through your life with, this inability to find and learn truth from the use of your own mind. And also that the truth can only be found outside of myself is another non-reality-based thought that often comes into play. Also, the idea that others know the truth that I must get to know, well, to some degree, that may be true. But it's not always true, because particularly if we happen to encounter the wrong people at the wrong time in regards to the wrong things, that can ultimately lead us in the wrong direction. Another thought is that I should not trust in my thinking to grow my mind. It's distrust, a learned distrust that people keep making use of, unfortunately, who have higher ego flexibility, in disowning their mind and feeling they need to become somebody else in order to be on the right track. All of that is non-reality-based thinking. So when your higher ego flexibility is healing, you begin to realize that you must work with your mind to grow its quality towards truth. But until then, when you're thinking that I must look for the truth mainly through others and all the other thoughts that I've just shared with you, well, that's your ego making you stupid. We're coming up on our next break. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. And I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. During the last part of today's program, we're going to talk a little bit about ego insights, as well as ego's impact on our spiritual wellness. When we talk about ego insights, I'm looking at these that are connected to the symptoms and the ego stupidity I've been talking about. These are insights that can help you to better see what's going on behind the scenes and beneath the surface when it comes to difficulty growing the quality of your mind with truth. These insights are intended to help you see more of your ego blindness and what ego is actually doing when it comes to difficulties growing your mind with truth and becoming more deeply connected to reality. Here's the first insight. Your higher ego flexibility, voice, or energy is preventing you from realizing that you're allowing others to take too much ownership over your mind. This is something people with higher ego flexibility do, to turn over the ownership of their mind to others. And that people are really gaining too much control over the thoughts and the beliefs or the values that are filling up your mind. And that your mind, the quality of your mind, is actually being lowered as it is true to who they are. It is true to their truth, but not maybe necessarily true to your truth, because you haven't been thinking about the things that people have been entering into your mind. You're just learning them. And also, this is an insidious process, slow-moving process that often unfolds over time, in which you are exchanging ownership of your mind. And sometimes this is happening for psychological rewards, particularly for young people. People obtain trust, they obtain respect, they obtain a sense of belonging and a sense of acceptance as a result of allowing people to enter into their mind and accepting and communicating their acceptance of what other people think, their truths, and signaling that they have taken those things on, when perhaps they are things that they need to be looking harder at. In some respects, this ownership often involves blind following to what others are telling you to think and believe and value, rather than scrutinizing it. Again, those roles I mentioned earlier, the adult child, the puppet, the cultist, and the loyalist, are often caught up in this kind of way of living within the ego energy they're experiencing. The next insight, your higher ego flexibility energy is stopping you from realizing that you're distrusting yourself as a strategy to growing the quality of your mind. That this energy has stopped you from thinking for yourself and wanting others to do it for you. This is what's going on. It's leading you to try to build your truth on that of others rather than your own, something that we cannot truly do. That you've lost faith in your ability to be the foundation of your truth. You're not the foundation of your truth. Others are. And it's preventing you from knowing the right times and situations in which you must listen to yourself rather than to others. There are times, particularly important parts in our life, decisions have to be made and so on, that we need to take responsibility for thinking about things that we're going to do or not do. And this energy is also leading to you to underestimate your ability to grow your mind from within. It's sort of abdicating that responsibility and underestimating and convincing yourself that you're not the person to be doing your thinking for you. When you awaken and are more ego conscious, you'll be able to see all of this. The next insight is that your higher ego flexibility voice is leading you to think others know everything rather than the possibilities of their ignorance. It's leading you to overestimate what others have to teach you. And it's also leading you to overlook their limitations and perhaps how they can be the wrong person for you to listen to. It's leading you to overlook the unrecognized or unintended harm that they can bring to you. You know, when people get information that's not right about serious things, that can be quite harmful and destructive. And it's leading you to assume that all you need to do is to listen to what others are telling you, when that's not all you need to do. That's a beginning point for you to reflect upon what's being shown to you and where you're coming from, how you see it. When you awaken and are more ego-conscious of yourself, you'll be able to see all of this. I'm going to share one more insight. Your higher ego flexibility voice is preventing you from realizing that really there is no absolute human reality, a version of truth that others can teach you. It's leading you to think that you can simply transfer their truth into your mind and that it becomes your truth. Now, it's still their truth because all you're really doing is borrowing it. It's not your truth yet until you start to reflect upon it and think about it and to weigh it rather than just blindly accepting it. It's an illusion to think that it's your truth if you haven't spent the time looking deeply at it and reflecting upon it and getting into the details of what you're learning. Sometimes people can be very prejudiced without knowing why they're thinking what they're thinking and why they're behaving in a prejudiced way. They're just living it, but without knowing it's not really their truth. It's someone else's. I'd like to think of one example connected to what I'm talking about. I'm sharing with you the notion, the very important notion that I believe is a truth, that is, ego is an energy. That ego is an energy. Now, that's something I think that I've learned from my experiences over the past 40 years. It wouldn't be enough for you to simply say, well, this guy, Dr. Martin, has shared all this stuff with me. And yeah, I think ego is an energy. That doesn't become a truth for you until you sit back and you reflect and you think about whether that makes sense to you. In effect, making it a truth that comes from within, not from without, not just as a result of somebody like myself who has shared that with you. So when you awaken and are more ego-conscious, you're going to be able to see all of this. We're going to go ahead now to talk about ego's impact on spiritual wellness and how higher ego flexibility can impact our spiritual wellness when it comes to growing the quality of our mind. Here we're looking at ego's impact on the connection to the divinity within our humanity, the God within each of our being, which is one of the divine gifts that we've all been given. The lessening of our spiritual wellness involves gaining distance from being the love, the life, and the energy God is within our thoughts, words, and deeds. When ego is getting in the way of growing the quality of our mind with truth. And each of these can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God, the God within us, our divinity. And here are some examples of ego's impact on spiritual wellness for those with higher ego flexibility. We'll start with being the love God is. People with higher flexibility have difficulty being spiritually well and growing the quality of their mind when they're failing to embrace the gift of their mind with unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love. Your divinity doesn't involve gaining distance from growing your mind by failing to build your mind upon truths and reflections that are fashioned from within. When your higher flexibility weakens the conditions under which you're willing to grow your mind with ideas, beliefs, and values learned from yourself, you're not being the unconditional love God is towards yourself. And when your higher flexibility is leading you to fail to get to know your mind and truth, when it's in disagreement with others, you're not being the connective love God is towards yourself. And when your higher flexibility is burdening you with distancing and disowning your mind and truth, you're not being the unburdened love God is towards yourself. And when your higher flexibility is limiting the use of your mind towards growing it with truth that can be learned from within yourself, you're not being the unlimited love God is towards yourself. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, and you're less spiritually well. Now we'll talk a little bit about ego's impact on being the life God is. People with higher ego flexibility have difficulty being spiritually well when they are dishonoring and disrespecting the ability to grow their mind with truth from themselves, from within themselves. Your divinity welcomes the growth of your mind from within, as well as from others, with honor and respect towards yourself. When your higher flexibility is leading you to dishonor and disrespect the potential of your mind to grow your truth, you're not being the life God is. And when your higher flexibility is leading to see yourself as less entitled to grow your mind than others are, you're not being the life God is. And when your higher flexibility is leading you to disrespectfully attack your thoughts and beliefs and values, you're not being the life God is. And when your higher flexibility is leading you to neglect and to ignore your thoughts in favor of others, you're not being the life God is. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality and you're less spiritually well. Last, we're going to talk about being the energy God is and ego's impact on it. This involves being able to access healing and transformative energy that's been designed into your being to naturally occur when you're connected to human and divine truth. This is a capacity that's 3 million years in the making, just as all of the other wondrous things that we've been endowed with due to the wisdom of the ages and evolution. This is a capacity rooted in our common source, be it known by you as God or Allah, Yahweh, Vishnu, Great Spirit, or another I've failed to mention. People with higher flexibility have difficulty being spiritually well when failing to grow the quality of their mind towards truth, coming to know human and divine truth. Your divinity involves healing and transformation, in which growing the quality of your mind from within as well as from without is being welcomed by you, including any areas where there is needed growth. It involves healing and transformation in which you are taking responsibility for growing the quality of your mind with truth and understanding, wherever and from whomever it can be found, particularly yourself. When your higher ego flexibility is leading you to fail to take this responsibility by growing it from within towards greater truth, you're not being the energy God is. And when your higher ego flexibility is leading you to build your truth solely on the truth of others, you're not being the energy God is. And when your higher ego flexibility is leading to your failure to question the false truths you have learned from relying on the mind and truth of others, you're not being the energy God is. When higher ego flexibility is blocking your ability to build and to live your truth by becoming what your mind has to offer you, by welcoming what your mind has to offer you, you're not being the energy God is. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on our spiritual wellness, please know that we often make God and our connection to God and others so much harder than it has to be. And this is what happens when unhealthy ego energy is getting in between us. God and life and we become so much better and so much easier when we remove that obstacle with ego medicine. As we leave our focus on higher ego flexibility and difficulty growing the quality of your mind, give some thought to the symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact I've shared with you. I hope what I've shared with you today will serve as a dose of ego medicine. And if any of it resonates with you, please help me to share it with others. I want to mention before leaving that you can purchase each of my books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, The Two Voices Within, and It's Your Ego Stupid at the online bookstores for Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Balboa Press. I end today's show with this message. The great news is that working to heal your ego energy using ego medicine by growing your awareness of its symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact will allow the divine truth in your being to flow and to shine through you and allow you to fully embrace each of the divine gifts. The spiritual part of healing is a given. It's part of your endowment. The divine gifts are part of your heritage that already exists within you. You need do nothing more to be spiritual. You already are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You only need to enhance your humanity with ego medicine so that all which is available to you is given. Fix your ego to fix your life humanly and spiritually. I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.